Track 11.
So, moving on to high-speed rail in the USA, I think perhaps the first thing to say is that high-speed doesn't mean the same in the US as it does in some other countries. In the US, the top speed of high-speed lines is typically from 180 to 240 kilometers an hour, which isn't as much as in a lot of other countries. At the moment, high-speed rail seems to be becoming more attractive to Americans, and there are different reasons for this. The most important reasons are probably high fuel prices, making using the car or flying more expensive than it used to be. Airport security, making the experience of air travel less pleasant, and environmental concerns. So, people generally worrying more about how cars and planes damage the environment. It looks like the U.S. government's taking high-speed rail quite seriously. In 2009, the government agreed to spend about $8 billion on high-speed rail. There are 10 strategic corridors that they're planning to develop.